Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Confetti, the Wedding Planning Business Talk Show. My name is Debbie. Thank you for joining me. I hope you can hear me because I'm getting some weird sounds in my earpiece here. Today is Tuesday, December 27th, 2011, and I'm speaking to you from the Washington, D.C. metro area to bring you information and answers to your questions about operating a successful wedding planning company of your very own. So if you or someone you love is passionate about planning weddings, then please check out the free online resource, weddingsforaliving.com, where you'll find ideas and inspiration about launching a wedding planning business. That's also the place where you can listen to and download archived episodes of this talk show. And if you need a little more hand-holding as you start your wedding planning business journey, then please check out the other site that I created, weddingbusinessguide.com. And there you'll find tutorials, downloadable forms, and access to the recordings of live teleseminars and access to upcoming live teleseminars and webinars that are just for wedding planners. Okay? Today's show is completely interactive, and that means if you have questions or comments, we want to hear from you. So please feel free to call in live, and the way to do that is by dialing 626-213-5678 and simply press the number 1, and then that will let me know that you have something to share with us. And then you can also type your questions in the online chat room. I can see several of you there. Hello, brides, grooms, and events. And I see a lot of other guest names there. I can't identify you by name, but thank you so much for being here. I'm hoping you can hear me. I hope I'm not just talking to myself. So if I can just get I can hear you in the chat, that will help. Okay. If you're not checking your email, folks, because that's how I notify you about the upcoming shows and other things that will help you out with your business, please follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Debbie Tobias, D-E-B-B-I-E, Tobias, T like Tom, O, B like Bravo, I-A-S, like Sam. Okay. If you have a Facebook fan page, please post the URL in the chat room, and that way you can get some exposure for your business, okay? And thank you to Rebecca Price, who brought that up many moons ago. Thank you. Okay, great. So somebody can hear me. Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. Also, the show, of course, is hosted on Blog Talk Radio, so you can follow the show there, and I think you can sort of click a button, and you'll get a reminder when the shows are coming up, okay? Remember, if you have a success to share about the progress that you are making in your wedding planning world, please let me know so that I can share it with the community, or if you prefer not to share it with the community, I just want to hear about it because these are the things that kind of encourage us to move forward. I mean, have you ever had a down day? Have you ever just finished with a wedding and thought, what in the world am I doing? Or you're just so sure that you would be, you know, moving forward and things aren't moving forward as well as you'd like them to be. Well, sometimes hearing somebody else who maybe went through a similar struggle and somehow managed to overcome that struggle can be the inspiration. It could be the catalyst for moving forward. So that's why I say I want to share your, I want to hear about your successes, whether they're a major success or whether it's just something that you improved on or something that you thought you couldn't do or something that you were struggling with. Please share that information. Okay. And if you know someone who would be interested in the show, vendor, friend, please, you know, invite them along, okay? So today's show is wedding and event design, okay? And it's a really, those of you that know me know that I'm a very big advocate about specializing. And I believe the key for success in this industry and many other industries is being a specializing in one particular area so that you can stand out from all the other people that are doing something similar where you are, okay? Wedding planning has become a very popular field, and you've got to stand out. And the way to do that is by just grabbing a corner, something that's a little different that you want to focus on and become known for. You won't attract every bride, but it shouldn't be your goal to try to attract every single bride. But you'll definitely attract the attention of those who want what you're selling, who want what you're offering. Hey, guys, those are the clients that you want. They already want what you're selling. So by finding a specialty, this is a great way to move you and your wedding planning business forward. Now, wedding and event design is something that you can specialize in, but it's also something you can just add as a service if you're already planning. So when I'm talking about planning, I'm talking about the logistical aspect of planning and making sure this is done there, then, and you know, certain things are happening at certain times to keep the flow of things moving. But wedding and event design is a little different in that this is something that you can see. And for a lot of people who think they may not need a wedding planner, and unfortunately they find out too late that they should have hired a wedding planner, a lot of people are very interested in what you have to offer if you're selling design. If you can walk into a space that's pretty bare or pretty dull and have a way to transform that space, that's very appealing. Appealing to those who maybe who thought that they couldn't afford your services, but when they can see that, when they can visualize that, it's really a great sell. It's a very easy sell. That's what I'm trying to get at. So on the wedding business guide, one of our members, Angela, brought up this site that she'd found, iWed Global. And iWed Global is the online presence for a very clever company, an organization. The name of the organization is the Institute of Wedding and Event Design. And the acronym, of course, is iWed. Guys, can you believe I only just figured it out about half an hour ago that iWed actually stood for the Institute of Wedding and Event Design? I didn't realize it was an acronym. Sorry, senior moment. So when Angela mentioned this, I hadn't heard of this company. Can you imagine? I hadn't heard about something. I thought I knew everything. Just kidding. And I did some digging around. So what this company does is they offer hands-on training for wedding and event design. So you can learn the ins and outs of creating this fabulous scenery for your clients, but you can learn the hands-on thing. It's not theory. It's not something you're reading in a book. This is hands-on training. And it's a spectacular and very, very clever concept and something that's not very easy to find as far as I know. Again, I hadn't heard about it, but, you know, I think I know everything. Clearly, I don't. So I managed to get in contact with these folks there, and they are, I've got two people, I believe, here tonight, and they're going to join us on the call. As soon as I stop running at my mouth, I'm going to bring them on the line. So the course that they offer, it's not at one particular institution. So they go, it's a traveling course, and they're coming to different parts of the country. Currently, they're only based in the U.S. Really, really great course. So I don't want to botch the intro. I'm going to bring them on the line, but I just wanted to give you a heads up as to what it is that we're talking about. Now, this is a great way to do this. It's not the only way to do this. So I want, if you have experienced or have found other courses where you can learn about event design, please share them with us, because that's what this is all about, is sharing information and whatever you have learned about or whatever you've heard that someone has participated in or seen someplace. Bring that up. Okay, so let me just take a look at the chat. Let's see who's here. Kim, hello. Laura, Tony. Oh, Tony, you made it. Wonderful. Vanessa, Daniel. Hey, Daniel. I'm so glad to see all of you here. So please post your comments in the chat. If you have a question, as you'd like to speak live, the number to dial is 626-213-5678, okay? And just push the number 1 to let me know you have a question. All right, I'm thinking I'm having some technical issues with Blog Talk Radio, but hopefully that will be fine. Okay, so I'm going to open up the line here. I think I see the first person here. Let's see. Hi there, this is Debbie. Is this John? James? Lester? John? Hello? I'm not hearing anything. Okay, maybe not. It's very quiet. All right, hold on a moment. Let me try another call.
James?
Oh, hi. Is this James?
This is James.
James, I'm sorry. Hi, I was hitting the wrong button. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you? Thanks for having
us. I'm well.
Us.
Thanks. Oh, sure. I don't know what I hit, and I thought Nicole was joining us too, and I saw another 702 number, but I didn't.
I believe she is joining us. Maybe she's just. I was on the line just waiting to see. She may be coming as well.
Okay, all right. So, James, welcome. And you've heard me running at my mouth for the last few minutes. But as I mentioned, I hadn't heard about your company. And then when I did, it was sort of like, ooh, ah. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about what the Institute of Wedding and Event Design is all about?
Okay, well, you haven't heard about our company because we haven't been around a real long time. We've only been the idea has been around for a few years, and we got it started about a year ago now, where we did our first training course in Toronto, Ontario, and basically the whole idea came from myself and some colleagues have owned different wedding design companies and courses. Companies and we have set up many weddings, and one of the main issues that we've always had would be finding or hiring trained professionals, as well as different colleagues wanting to get more training in the industry. So that's where the idea started from, and
okay.
Blossomed from there. Yeah.
Okay. So your background is in event design.
My background is in event design. Yes, I've been doing it for well over 10 years in Toronto, Ontario.
Okay. And are you currently doing that now? Are you still actively designing events?
Yes, I actively design over 75 events a year.
Wow. Okay. So are these events primarily weddings, or is it a variety of different types of events?
I would say about 85% of them are weddings, yes.
Okay. And, you know, when I hear the accent. So you're in Canada. And what I have found, the few people that I have or companies that specialize in event design, a lot of them are in Canada. I don't know what that's about. I don't know if it's just that it's just coincidence. But I found a lot of companies that are doing event design that are based in Canada. Have you found that to be the case, or do you think that's just coincidental?
Toronto does have a very thriving event design wedding industry due to the fact it's one of the most multicultural cities in North America. And so, yeah, we have so many different cultures in Toronto that the wedding industry thrives. It's definitely a cultural industry. Notice that. We have a lot of different companies here, a lot of competition, but I mean healthy competition.
Yeah, that's always good. And so, yeah. You confirm what I'm saying, but if you specialize, even in a crowded, if it is a somewhat crowded niche, then you can sort of set yourself apart if you take a special corner or a certain area and make that yours. Would you agree?
I 100% agree with that. And what we've done with our company and what we're actually teaching as well at our school is we're teaching event design and event decor, which is the hands-on setup of decor. And you'll see that we're not teaching wedding planning. And my business, which I've been running for 10 years, we are not wedding planners. We are wedding decorators. So we work with different planners. We work with different planners in the industry. So.
Okay. All right. And I see several of you in the chat. Is anyone on the chat here in the chat actively doing decor? I know, Daniel, you've done some wonderful designs. I'm just curious. Just put a quick note in the chat whether you're a planner primarily, or if you're a designer, or if you're doing both of those areas. Because I believe that you can do both. I just believe you have to charge separately for those. So if you have a client and you're planning the wedding, you're doing the logistics, I truly believe that if you're also doing the design, you should have a separate contract and separate pricing for that, because I think they're very different in the way that you handle and deal with your clients in when it comes to those aspects. Would you agree with that?
I truly do agree, and I find sometimes that a planner can get into doing too many things because they're under contract as the planner, and they have to learn to separate themselves so that the bride and groom or customer does not say, oh, since you're the planner and you're going to be at the venue already, why don't you just dress our head table for us?
You know, in there.
Yeah, and that's I've right. been there as well. So what? Because I'm the decorator, can you just let everyone put out all of our seating cards or do our seating chart? You know, and those are different things. That seating charts take hours and time and negotiations, and so we try to stay clear of that stuff.
Yeah, that's definitely a good idea, James, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I have a feeling this is Nicole. I'm going to try to see if I can bring her on the line too, Nicole. If I think the 702 area code. Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi. And so, James, you're still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, isn't it grand? And
yeah, I've been listening to you guys this whole time.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. So, James, you're the founder or one of the founders, correct?
Yeah, I'm one of the people who started it. It's actually myself and the co-owner of our decor company who started it, Sheila Lester.
Okay, so Sheila Lester. And Nicole, you are the placement coordinator. What's the correct?
I'm the placement coordinator. I do enrollment, and I help. I do a lot of the back office stuff. I'm not a planner myself or a decorator myself, but I do a lot of the hands-on stuff with the students.
Okay. All right, so I have some questions here. So if it's okay with you guys, I'm going to go through some of these questions. And, I mean, feel free to chime in, as we go through. But I'll leave both of your lines open. So, it's pretty laid back. Everybody here knows everyone. And, guys, as you're listening, any questions that you have, please post them in the chat, along with your Facebook fan page. You guys are very quiet in the chat, very quiet. Did we have too much to eat over the holidays? Come on, guys. Anything you've got to, please chime in. They're usually very active. Okay. So one of the questions is now, tell us how much is the course? Because that's a concern for some folks. So I want you to tell us how the pricing for this course works and how long the course is. So can one of you share that with us, please?
Absolutely. I can. It's a 5-day course. It lasts Monday through Friday. Okay, it starts at 9 a.m. and ends at 5 p.m. So it's all day, every day for that full week. When you come in, I tell everybody, just make sure that you wear comfortable shoes because you will be climbing on ladders. It will be like you are decorating for an event all day, every day, except for maybe the last day. It's very hands-on. You do have a lot of one-on-one time with your instructors. All the materials that you need are provided for you. Everybody gets their own toolkit. Everybody gets their own manual of everything that we go over. Everything is given to you in the course. The pricing of the course is pretty cut and dry. I mean, it's going to be about It's $3,499, and that includes a discount that's already been applied. That also includes the $99 seat reservation fee. Now, there's a couple ways that you can pay for the course. You can pay for it all up front, and if you do that, then you receive a 2% discount. If you decide to divide it up into payments, which is interest-free, there's no finance fee. If you do the 6 months, we can actually divide those out into 6 months, okay? Or you can do a 9-month finance plan just to make it a little bit easier for you.
Okay.
I mean that's pretty much it. I mean that is it in a nutshell. That's the way the pricing works. Do you have any questions about that?
Yeah. Well, one of the questions that I had, which ties in now, and you guys, I know you're listening, and I know the feedback that I got was, wow, that's a lot. But this is how I want you to realize what's going on here. When you make the decision to move from planning just as a hobby or on, something that you're doing for friends and family, to make the decision to become a business owner, you're going to incur some expenses. But I want you to think of this as an investment. Anything that you do for your business should be an investment. There should be some sort of return, okay? Event design, because it's visual, a lot of your prospects will maybe initially think, oh, wow, that's a lot. But when they can see it and they can see the impact of your design, that's way easier to sell than full-service wedding planning. And I'm not saying one is better than the other, but the reality is because it's visual, a lot of your clients, your prospects will get that. Because, as we know, many folks have been thinking about their wedding planning, their wedding day for the longest time. And I think the bottom line for the wedding, a lot of times, it's the kind of wow factor for the wedding guests, and it's usually the female guests. There, I said it. It's sort of like, oh, my gosh, it looks fantastic in here. And you've seen the weddings on TV. Very few of them except some of the Bridezilla ones are very spectacular. So you have to make the decision that if you're going to go this route, is this something I want to invest in? And if wedding design, event design is not for you, it's not for you. But at some point, you will decide what works for you and what doesn't and what you're willing to do. It's like when I was working from home for many years, and then I drove past this place. Some of you have heard the story, and I saw this fabulous place on the corner. I said, oh, my God, it would make a perfect bridal studio. I drove by again a few weeks later, and someone had rented it as a bridal chapel, and I burst into tears. And that was the catalyst for me. I'm like, okay, enough. I'm going to find a commercial space. That was what did it for me, and I made that investment. So you have to decide if this is something that you want to invest in. Now, I think the concern with pricing for a lot of folks that I've heard, Nicole and James, is that when they're going to the site, they're not seeing enough information to justify the cost. And I know that when you're planning a wedding and when you have your packages, the higher the package, the more explaining you have to do. So I think that what you're offering is a fabulous service. But I think based on the feedback, I think a lot of people want to know more. One of the questions that came up was, for the price, I want a more detailed breakdown. So I know it's 5 days. You just told us that. It's Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You mentioned the toolkit. I mean, tell us about some of the structure, some of the things that students will be constructing. What will they be building throughout those 5 days? Maybe that will help.
I can answer this. Well, basically, the 5 days are sectioned out. Each day is a different type of teaching. It starts out an entire day of backdrops, which is one of the most important parts of wedding decor. So it's backdrops and draping, okay? So we teach you how to drape entire rooms, become familiar with what is the most, I'd say, one of the more lucrative parts of wedding decor, which is your backdrops and draping of rooms and tables and things like that. So that is one of the, and also one of the more difficult things to learn. You're becoming familiar with the piping systems that are used nowadays. There's a lot of question and answer. We have different students. Some have some experience, and some have very little experience. So we answer a lot of questions while we're moving through the course. The students will set up several backdrops throughout the day and change them. And they'll have time to take pictures of their own backdrops. And now we're not saying that 20 students are going to work on one backdrop. Each student is working on their own backdrop.
Oh.
So we have brought with us an entire truckload of materials, all different colors of fabrics, all different types of fabrics, lighting. We also are going through the hundreds of pictures of different styles of backdrops and head tables that we've done, that we've found, that we can discuss all the different types. So we do really try to give the students as much information as possible in one day. And usually after the first day of backdrops, the students generally have an aha. They're happy that they've taken the course. They weren't sure why they, what drew them to come to the course. But after that day, you can see that they're, first of all, exhausted because we've gone through so much stuff that first day. But they're excited to come back the next day, which we learn table draping and ceiling decor. So we go over how to drape a ceiling, how to drape tables. And if we have a little bit to cover from the day before, for backdrops, we continue to discuss backdrops. And then that moves into a day of ceremonies where we teach how to do all of your different types of ceremony draping, such as a four-post canopy, a two-panel arch, a backward draping behind. We talk about pew draping and aisle draping and aisle runners and all the little tricks and tips we've learned over the last 10 years. So that's just the first 3 days. So it really is a very hands-on, very intensive program where the students are put through. And what we like to say is we actually critique the students. We actually let them know that, because it's good. We want them to get good value for their class. We're letting them know we're sorry that's not straight. And, we should try to, what's wrong with that backdrop? We should try to correct that, to make sure that they go away with with good knowledge of how to do it on their own and run their own business.
Okay. Now, James, because you are the guru with event design, and I think this may help folks understand, what kind of fees can someone expect to charge their clients for various areas of design?
Okay. Now, one of the last days of the course, we actually teach the business of event design and decor, and we do give our guidelines as to what we've learned over the years. So, you know, I actually provide the students with a couple examples of our price lists that we've used for our company, as well as all different types of templates which we use, or I've seen used, or I've heard of being used that I've collected over the years to help guide them through that. Now, as far as letting our students know exactly what to charge, it's a little difficult because we've learned that from teaching the course in all different areas, is that you know, somebody in a small town in Canada may be charging a lot less than somebody in a large city in the United States. So we've learned that. So, and even two large cities may have quite a bit of a different pricing structure. So we try to just give a guideline, and we do provide some hands-on real information of how our pricing structure is set out, and then the student can then use that to make their own pricing structure.
Okay. That's helpful. The reason I asked that question is because I want folks to understand when you're investing in a course like this, what you can potentially make as a wedding or event designer. So, for example, if I'm here in the Washington, D.C. area, I think it's fairly metro, except for my friends in New York who think I live in the sticks. But if I was putting up a backdrop behind the head table, and let's say there were 10 folks sitting at that long table on one side, and it was, I don't know, 7 feet high, maybe 10 feet wide. Oh, 10 feet high, is that okay?
So about 10 feet high and a cup. Yep, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, no. I mean, so yeah, I mean, just ballpark. I mean, how much are we talking about possibly potentially charging for that?
Okay, so for my pricing structure, for a two-panel backdrop, which is about 24 feet wide by about 10 feet tall, with 8 people sitting at the head table, that would be my base. And, if, you know, not too elaborate, would start at $995.
Okay.
Now, when I get into what I would call my normal backdrop, where it's, you know, designed, you know, well designed, it has the new things on it, like the crystal curtains and the LED uplighting, and, you know, it's got some color fabric, and I've actually spent some time designing it, it's in the range of $2,400.
Okay. So, guys, do you understand what we're talking about here? The potential is there if you choose to go that route. And the reason I pointed out, I mean, that's just one element. But again, this is something visual. And I know many of us are charging at the lower end, like less than $1,000 for day of wedding planning. Not too happy about that. And I want you to think about how many hours are involved in the planning. And please don't think I'm trying to say designing or decor is better than planning. I just want you to understand the fees and the revenue potential that exists. Because when you hear a course that costs the amount that this does, I think the immediate reaction is like, oh my gosh, and I can see the comments in the chat. Wow, yikes. But you've got to think about the return on investment. How can I make this work for my business? Okay? So a lot of times, you know, it's the visual when people can see that. And I know when you see the Preston Bailey designs and you see what David Tutor is doing and you're thinking, wow. I will tell you, I am familiar. I mentioned that there are a lot of event planning companies in Canada because I purchase props. I have backdrops from Fantastic Trading, candelabras, and they are still in the boxes that they came in a few years ago. And it's because I don't know how to drape the backdrop. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to make it. And I've tried. It looks okay, but I don't think it's something that I would want to put out there. So, of course, like this would make sense for someone like me who sort of did it backwards and invested in all that equipment without figuring out, because I thought it was going to be so simple. So you have to decide if this is something that is going to work for you. let's see, some of the comments here. Somebody asked, Laura asks, are online courses available? Go ahead.
As of now, we haven't submitted any online courses or any type of online course outline due to the fact that we are fairly new to getting this going, and we do feel that currently we're going to provide the hands-on training for the first year or two, and from that training, where we really get the idea of what everybody in North America is looking for, we feel we can put together a very comprehensive online course and different videos that will be available of the backdrops which we teach. But at this time, we haven't put together anything online.
Okay. All right. And that's a great question, Laura. Thank you. And somebody else had actually asked that kind of sort of, someone had asked about videos. And I think that's sort of a similar kind of question, with online, because it would be something that you're not actively participating in the moment, right? So this
that's
is still
correct.
Relatively new. And I'm sorry, James. Yeah, this is still relatively new. So, I think there's a lot of sort of, well, I don't want to say trial and error, because trial and error is not the right term for what's going on here. But the folks that I wed are still sort of developing what works. And feedback, like what we're hearing this evening, I think is helpful for folks to get an idea of what's available and what you can do. One of the questions we got here is the items, the fabric and things like that they're using for the draping, do the clients get that? Do they buy that from the wedding event designer, or is it all based on rental, or is it just packaged in with a fee and then you take your stuff at the end of the evening?
No, the items which we use for the draping are something that they're professional grade products, which we bring with us, and they're used for the course, and then we take them along with us. We are co-sponsored with a company called Event Decor Direct, and basically they've provided us with all of these items to use. They're items which they sell, and we teach, but they're very industry standard items. They're your pipe and drape, they're your sheer voile, satins, organzas, different glassware. That's very industry standard items, and we bring a lot of the newest stuff that we can get our hands on, such as brooches and crystal curtains and pearl curtains and everything that we're looking at and even thinking about using, we bring. So.
Okay. And do you, in your business, James, do you also provide things like rental items, like shibari chairs and things like that? Or do you handle, are you sort of like the middle person for rental, or do you own items like that that you rent, maybe that doesn't involve so much hands-on design for an event?
That's something that we definitely do discuss. And over the years in our company, we've been fortunate enough to accumulate a fairly large inventory of sheer and different backdrops and tablecloths and centerpieces. What we try to say as a designer, and because I like to keep it exciting, I find we decorate the items in a hall, such as we make things look pretty. We don't provide the tables that the tablecloth goes on, but we provide the table. We don't provide the chair. We provide the chair cover or the chair accent. That's always been our motto. And that is something that we teach in the course too, is what makes it worth buying for you? You know, what a kind of a formula of, because that's the other thing about the event design industry is you need to consider all of these options, such as capital investment. You have to invest in inventory or subrent. So you have two choices. You can subrent from other companies and charge a surplus on top of that for your design, or you can invest in certain items yourself, such as a backdrop which you can use week in and week out. But if one of your clients, I think last year I might have rented out gold shivari chairs once out of 75 weddings. Therefore, we decided, because there's gold, silver, ivory, black, and ice now, and, Tiffany chairs. There's so many different types of chairs that you either got to have them all or maybe not have any of them.
Yeah, and make that decision. Deborah has a great question. She says, there are so many DIY brides out there. Where do you find the ones that want to purchase your design services?
Well, we at first it was a little, you know, it was a little trickier, but that came over time, and that was, you know, getting out there and going to wedding shows where brides were coming to those shows, obviously looking for looking for professionals to help that, as well as we still merge with a DIY bride. So if a DIY bride's coming and she'd like to do her own centerpieces, we don't fight that. We'll say, okay, you're doing your own centerpieces, but she's not going to have that backdrop or that head table or those different materials that she wants, and she might need you to put out her centerpieces. Well, that's something that you definitely would have to charge for, is your time.
There you
go. So
that's
something that we work with.
Okay. All right, and thank you. And for those of you, I see we've got a few people that have joined us since the beginning of the show. Welcome. We are talking, you're listening to Confetti, the Wedding Planning Business Talk Show, and I'm talking to James and Nicole, who are from the Institute of Wedding and Event Design. The website is iwedglobal.com, and this company provides hands-on training and certification programs, programs for folks who want to learn, who want to be full-service wedding and event designers, and you know, run a company that way. And this brings me to. And I'm sorry. And if you have a question, I'm sorry. Please feel free to call in. The number is 626-213-5678. And if you hit the number one, I'll know you have a question. And of course, you can type your question in the chat. Good question. Deborah asks, James, do you have a website or gallery of the designs that you have done for your, as within your event design business?
Sure, I do. Our company is www.tosuityourfancy.com, and that's TOSUITYOURFANCY, tosuityourfancy.com, and I can somehow maybe post that link on the website.
Yeah, I think I just put it in the chat, you know, because when anybody, guys, I'm not a stupid person, but whenever anyone spells, there's like a 5-second delay as I take in what you just said. So I think
got
you
got it right.
Said.
I see it there.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yep, that's right. And so that's our website constantly being updated. I don't think we've had a chance to update it from 2011, but constantly being updated, you know, and that's another thing that we discuss in the course is marketing your company, your website is your storefront nowadays, and so
Absolutely.
We definitely don't ignore e-commerce, marketing your web company, all kinds of online tools that we've used over the years. Sometimes now you're going to get more value using web marketing than you will from going to wedding shows.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing how things have shifted. So, you know, a few years ago, it was only the big guys, the big companies that were sort of front and center. But you can have your own little corner of the world and get the attraction and get the people that you need. Remember, your goal should never be, I don't care what business you're in, unless you're Nike or some, you know, or Coca-Cola, your goal should never be to get every client or every bride out there. So when I ask, you know, who is your target client, I would hate to hear you say, you know, any bride, anyone who's getting married in the area, it really shouldn't be that. You want
right.
to focus
Not-
in. Yeah, and sort of zero in into an area that is yours. Because once you do that, it becomes much, much clearer. You understand where they go, what they read, what they do, so you know where you're wasting your time and where you want to put your you know, where you want to spend your time and your energy. Why would you want to go after a whole slew of people if only a handful of those people want what you're selling? Why not just go after the ones who want what you're selling? And that means you're going to spend less money. I mean, gone are the days of the big Yellow Pages ad. Thank the Lord. I mean, blogs, social media, there are so many things that take more investment of your time, granted, but a lot less dollars. So so that when you see a course like this, you'll have some more money in the coffers to sign up for something like this. And remember, this course, there's a payment plan that's available, and it can be broken down into 6 months or with no finance charge, no credit check, and Institute of Wedding and Event Design is not saying we need to get all this money up front before you can take the course. So the honor system is in place that you will continue and finish paying for the course, but you still get the benefit of learning. So you've got some time to implement what you've learned to make that money back if you're really ready to go.
We're very confident, right, Nicole? That's right. We're very confident in our course. We're also very committed to the industry, and we build relationships at the course. So Sheila Lester is one of the main instructors. She's had 15-plus years in the wedding industry, more than that. She was a professional florist for years before she was a wedding decorator. She's definitely been around for many years, She's definitely committed to the industry. We build relationships with our students. They can talk to us after the course is over. We've started a Facebook group. They have our personal emails. They have our personal phone numbers. We just did a course in Chicago in November, and since then I've answered several questions and have been on the phone a couple times with some of the students discussing that they're getting ready for their first wedding shows in January, and they're sending over their booth designs, and I'm going over their booth designs with them. And that's something that's important to us, is that our students then go from the course to succeed. That's very important to us.
Oh, so now if I don't know a whole lot about design, and that's actually quite true, I mean, as far as making it look spectacular, I believe I'm creative, but, you know, I believe a lot of things about myself. If I take the course next week, is it safe to say that I could start out the next week and go out there and really sell my design services, that I have learned enough to actually do something almost immediately?
We hope so, yeah. We hope that we've given the confidence to show you that this is how you do it. So when you get that job, we try to teach our students how to break down an event. Because oftentimes what you'll have is a bride will come to you with a picture of a backdrop. And just because you haven't done that backdrop before doesn't mean you, after taking our course, you can't see the layers of the design of that backdrop and reconstruct it for yourself without a problem. We're there to give the confidence to our students so that they can then confidently go to a wedding show or speak to a bride in a consultation and have that attitude of, yes, I can do that. Now, of course, you know, there's limitations, and you must do your research prior to any setup and even practice if needed. But we want to give our students the confidence because that's what's most important in selling yourself.
Yes, absolutely. Because I think a lot of times we sell ourselves short. And, you know, being an expert or being a pro doesn't mean you have to know everything, guys. It doesn't matter what area of wedding planning you're in. You don't have to know everything. You just need to have more information or more knowledge in the person that you're speaking to. And if you're taking a 5-day course and you're engrossed in the wedding planning industry, guess what? You already know more than most of your clients. And what James is saying, anything that you're not quite sure of, they're there after the 5 days for you to communicate with. And it sounds like they're more than willing to sort of jump in and help in those situations, because sometimes that's what it's all about. It's just you've learned it and like, oh my gosh, how do I apply this? How do I actually do this now that I've gone through the 5-day course? James, how do you deal with the different levels of experience in the classes? So someone who's maybe been designing on their own for several years and I'm the newbie, how does that work when we're in the classroom together?
Well, we just had that happen recently. In Chicago's course, we had a couple people there with a few years of experience, and basically there is not just one teacher in the course, so there's three experts that are there at all times, two to three, and basically that allows us to challenge any student who has more experience with allowing them to, you know, when we do our first backdrop, that student should be able to easily complete that backdrop and maybe add some embellishments to it and different items like that. So we didn't find any issue with the students that were there for a few years. There was a lot of things that they had still learnt, and they got into, they actually helped the class move along with some very detailed questions that they'd had in their first couple years of wedding planning and or wedding design. It added to the course, a really great element. And when we found out that, to tell you the truth, when we found that there was a couple students that had a few years experience, we kind of were like, we hope that this class has enough for them. And we did talk to the students afterwards, and we'd always do an interview with each student afterwards, a comments and questions format. And we got very positive feedback from those students. So we think it went very well.
Okay. All right. James, just, you know, getting some very positive feedback in the chat. I'm sure, I think you can see there, right, about the work on your website to suit your fancy. So very nice work. So great.
We find our company to be an everyday wedding decor company. We didn't want to come to teach students as in we were a super high-end, out-of-reach, only seen in magazines wedding decor company, that this is, you know, I've done very high-end weddings, but, I often work for the, you know, I do my weddings for the everyday bride and groom that have a budget, you know, and that we have to work with their budget, and that was very important.
Okay. That's good, because I think a lot of times when you think event design, you're thinking spectacular and celebrity weddings, and I think you can give, as James said, the everyday bride, the look and the feel of spectacularness, if that's even a word, in your local area, too.
Just by having your
Go ahead.
That what helps there is we teach different things like having your packages prepared, so you're not reinventing the wheel each time. So you can charge a fair price for a valued product.
Okay. Is there a lot? And I see that someone has a question on the switchboard. I'm going to come to you in just a moment. Is there once you have those packages figured out, then I guess a lot of the time is actually spent hands-on in the actual design. So, like, I didn't phrase that very well. So when you create a package or you have a package for your client and they've signed up for that, are you the person that goes out there, James, that does the actual installation? Do you have a staff that's with you, or how does that work?
Well, as we have several locations now, for many years, I was always the person who was out there setting up and taking down all of my own events and being right there. If I worked with the client, then I was the person who was involved in their setup. As we grew, we maybe hired an extra event designer, but it was always important that the event designer who met with the client was the event designer who was in charge of setting up their event. So that's a very important area that you have to make sure that if the bride and groom have an issue that very day, that they can get in touch with their event designer and something can be taken care of. So so as we scaled up, we made sure that the communication with each event designer and groom was always kept.
Okay. Bride and groom. Yes, very important. Very important. A few questions here, and the person on the phone, I haven't forgotten, I am coming to you. Daniel says, he wants to say that venue design and venue decorating are two different things. The course seems to be more of a hands-on decorating. How do you teach the design side in 5 days?
Well, it is definitely a focus on event decorating. So we like to say our focus is on the hands-on, how to decorate events. And, of course, we do teach how to work with the brides and grooms the ins and outs of doing a design consultation, a wedding consultation, how to answer the questions that would come from the brides and grooms. Do we get really far into different types of color theory or an in-depth design? I wouldn't say we get really deep far into that. We try to teach, definitely it's the more hands-on part of the business.
Okay. And that's what the course is described as. So I think theory and design are very important because you can know how to decorate, but if you don't have the coup d'etat for what works and, you know,
yeah.
making sure that your client's wedding reception doesn't look like a sweet 16, I mean,
yeah.
there's a balance in being able to do
One
that,
thing
right?
that we do have is the days are very jam-packed. And one thing that our students do go away with is a book of our course outline, which has more notes in it than we teach in the class. And that goes more in depth into working with the client and the design of an event and how to lay it out and different parts of the design. So, but when we're there and we have the 8 hours in each day, we really focus on using the products, setting them up, and working with them with our hands.
Okay. Okay, great. I know Deborah has a question that I want to tackle. I think we can all do that. We can all tackle. And she's asking, how is the course Institute of Wedding and Event Design, how does that differ from the Preston Bailey design course? And that's the course that I believe that Deborah's talking about that's offered through the Wedding Planning Institute. I think I have some feedback about that, but James, I don't know if you wanted to answer that.
I am not really familiar with how the Preston Bailey course is online. I do know that it's primarily online. If I'm correct, and ours is definitely 5 days intensive hands-on.
Hands-on, yeah. I know. Deborah, I think that the Preston Bailey course is offered through different instructors. I don't believe he's actually the person that's instructing the course each time. Don't quote me on that. But it sounds, from what I understand, and Cho Phillips, who was on the show a few weeks ago, explained that the design course that's offered through the Preston Bailey course has more to do with selling event design to your client. And maybe, I think, may have more to do with what Daniel was alluding to about design, but it's definitely not a hands-on course. It's you're not draping fabric, you're not constructing backdrops or anything like that. The course, I believe, runs around just under 2,000. I think it's 1,000-something, and it's not something that's sort of not the fast track like how this course is. But I don't want to speak in detail about that, but Deborah, I can definitely get more details about that class. I think I'm meeting with Cho Phillips. I think she'll be in this area next month, and I'll get a response for you about that. If anyone on the call or listens to show, in the chat is familiar with the Preston Bailey design course, I know Chazelle is an instructor for Wedding Planning Institute. Hi, Chazelle. So if you're able to chime in, that would be great, but I don't want to pretend like I know everything. Again, I like to believe I know everything. I honestly don't. Let's see. Oh, someone's saying here, gosh, this chat with the grass. He's not the instructor that teaches the class. I know one of the instructors. Okay, great. So, yeah, it's his information, but he's not actually teaching that class. That doesn't discredit it at all, but just to give a little clarification there. Let me jump on the line on the phones. I see someone here from the 917 area code has a question, so let's see if I can bring you on the line without botching everything. Hello, this is Debbie. Who's this?
Hi, it's Angela, Debbie.
Oh, hi, Angela. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted
and
to call
the person that Angela is the person
yes,
that told
it was
you know.
Me.
Yes, Angela was the one that introduced what Institute of Wedding and Event Design, Lester and Nicole. So you can thank Angela.
Hi, Debbie. Oh yeah, great. Thank you.
Hi, James. Hi, Nicole.
Hi there.
I had a question more about the manual that we received during the course.
Yep.
Exactly what was included in the manual? Are there instructions, like, in the manual, do you take home instructions on what we did hands-on, like as a reminder later, just in case we forget something that we did during the course?
That's correct, yes. The manual goes over the different styles of backdrops, that we teach, the different designs of the backdrops that we teach, different design styles and different designs that we have gone and set up, usually the more popular designs. It also it just goes through all of the different items which we've taught over the 5 days. Depending on the flow of the class, sometimes we get to spend more time on items than others, so we just want to make sure that going away from the class, the students have a very comprehensive book with what we've taught and more in the class, such as for the final day of the business of wedding decorating and event decorating. We don't, you know, there's no way in one day we can fully touch on that business, the entire business in depth. So one thing you walk away with is, you know, I think over 20 handouts of different templates, which you know we've developed that will, you know, give you a guideline on, you know, anything from answering emails to creating invoices to handling a customer complaint, if that type of thing. So we try to have you walk away with maybe a little reference book that'll help you moving forward.
Okay, that's great. Okay. Also, I had another question. You mentioned something about lighting. Now, is that part of the instructions when you're doing great things? You include like lighting.
Yeah, when we one thing we do come very armed with all of the different products. So we actually bring three or four different types of lights. You've got your under the table glow lighting we discuss. Your color changing LED lights, both in a par can and a long bar, and your white high powered halogen lights, and we discuss all of those different types of lights and what options are available.
Just one last question. Approximately how many photos do students usually walk away with for their portfolio?
Well, the students are able to take pictures throughout the course of the backdrop, which we're working on. The instructors work on one large backdrop, and the students work on their own smaller backdrops, and they can take pictures throughout the course, and I see a lot of pictures being taken. As well, we take one of our instructors is a semi-professional photographer, and we constantly take pictures of every backdrop that's set up by the students. So we all set up all the backdrops, the students take their own pictures, and then we make sure that our instructor takes pictures of all the backdrops before we move on to the next one, or we try our best, and we'll make all those pictures available.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, great, Angela. Were those the only questions that you had for now?
Yes.
Okay. It's great to finally speak with you.
You too. I couldn't find the chat room.
So when you go to the show, when you go to Blog Talk, I'm talking like I know. I don't know because I was coming through the back end. So, guys, how do you find the chat? You go onto the talk, on the show page, right? And you have to scroll all the way down. Isn't that where the chat room is? When you go onto the link that's in the email, Angela, I believe, I think the chat is at the bottom. I'm saying I think because I just have, I think you got to scroll down. I think it sort of scroll at the bottom of the show page where the actual show page is broadcasting from.
Okay,
I hope
thank
you can
you
find
much.
It. You're welcome, and thanks so much for calling.
It was nice to talk to you.
Oh, for sure. I'm so glad. We'll have to talk again offline, though, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Angela. All right, so Daniel brings and Daniel's concerned about design, and I can see where he's going with that. I mean, it's great that you've got the skills to do hands-on decor, which is what this course is about. But I think design is equally important because you've got to have good taste and understand what works and what doesn't. It's not always. It's almost like when you see those websites that have 3 and 4 fonts, you know, totally not necessary. So it's kind of the same concept with design in the sense that it, more is not always the best, so, you know, less is more. So I think it's important to have a good stronghold about design. I think that's key.
Well, one thing on that side, we in the course, I failed to mention, when teaching the backdrop course, or the backdrop portion of the event, the centerpiece portion of the event, and the table settings portion of the event. We actually, in each day, there is the portion where the students design and set up their own backdrop. They design and set up their own table settings, and they design and set up their own ceremony area. So it's something that we do have the students with their hands on designing their own part of that event. Now, you know, does that give them the full design experience? But that's something that each student has to find. I find with design, you also have to learn on your own, find it within yourself to create your own designs that are appealing to customers. So.
Okay. And even within design, you know, there's a, you know, you, depending on the niche that you're serving, I don't want to stereotype, but I know Indian weddings are usually very spectacular, and with the mandat, I mean, you've got Jewish weddings that need the chuppah. So, I mean, different cultures may expect different things, too. So if you specialize, you may find that certain things are more attractive, or you see a more commonplace, depending on what area you choose to specialize in. So, I mean, all of that, I think, plays a part, too, in how you choose to do your designs. Let's see, a question that's come, somebody wanted you to go over pricing again, but before you do that, either James or Nicole, who is that that's asking? I can't see. All Needs is saying, Sharon's asking, will the class ever come to Chicago? So I know you've got a listing of where you're scheduling, think you're going to be for the first part of the year. Can you share some of those locations with us?
Well,
please?
Sure. Now, Nicole might be able to help with this a little bit, but we were just in Chicago in November. We do plan to come back around in, I'd say, about 1 year. So we'll be coming back to Chicago. It's a very successful class, so we do plan to come back around and hopefully meet some of the students who we taught the year before and have some new students. So we're doing the East Coast, so we're up in Florida. And Nicole, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. So we're going to be we're going to be moving pretty quick on the East Coast of Florida. We'll be in Miami at the end of January. Then we move over to New Orleans. Then we go to Dallas, Memphis, Atlanta, and Charlotte. We'll be up in D.C. Come March. And then we go from D.C. to Philadelphia, Newark, New Jersey, and Boston. So we have a few. Oh, and then there's also Charlotte is in there. there's so many. Boston and then Charlotte. And I think that covers it until the end of the spring. And then that's when we'll also be announcing more locations, probably around the end of February.
We're going to be announcing the fall locations, which we're omitting is the summer season. We're not doing any classes during the summer season, but we'll be doing the West Coast in the fall.
Okay. Okay, so that gives us some idea. And I think, Nicole, when you and I were speaking last week, you mentioned the classes you do, your goal is to have a minimum number of students for a class to actually happen.
Oh, yes. We need a minimum number of students for the class to actually happen because there's a lot that goes into each one of these classes. I mean, you know, we go to the venue where they're all week long. There's a lot of materials that are hauled in and out. We also have our instructors, which, you know, they're not now, you know, we're taking James out of the field and we're putting him in a classroom, and we have to supplement for that. We just need a certain number of people in every class, but we also have a maximum number of people in every class. You know, we don't like to have over 20 people.
20.
You know, we don't have more than 20. Because if you get over that number, you don't get the one-on-one time that is desired.
And we scale up our teachers according to the amount of students. So if we have 10 students in the course, we'll have two teachers in the class at all times. And if there's 20 students, there's going to be 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's good. The head count will determine the instructors. That's good. So no one's left out. That's important.
We're seeing classes of the 14 to 15 person range, and we're getting very comfortable with that class size. And And we're prepared for it to go up, but that's where we're seeing it, and we like it there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a happy number right there. the question, let's see, I think from Kim, does the certification include an internship?
Unfortunately, nothing that we haven't gotten into any type of job placement or internship. What we are working on our website is that once you're certified through our website, we will, list your name, and we could potentially recommend you to a course local to your area. Unfortunately, unless everyone wanted to come to Toronto to be an intern with us, that would be possible.
Okay. I wouldn't mind going to Canada again. It's been a while. It's been several years. Just not New Year's Eve like it did a few years ago.
Job placement is something that we're eagerly pursuing. So,
okay. So this course is good for folks who are not just running their own business. If you're part of an organization or a banquet facility or something like that, that this works too, because it's all hands-on training. It's that works for an organization also, right?
In the last course that we taught in Chicago, we had an array of people there from a lady who already owned her own flower shop and wanted to add on being able to set up backdrops and head tables, to a lady who they owned a tent rental company, so they wanted to be able to add some more design elements and be able to set up nicer ceilings in their tents and backdrops at their weddings. So they just wanted to add a little extra to their services. And also there was a couple there who own their own banquet facility. So they wanted to just learn more about that part of the industry.
Okay. It varies. Okay. All right.
There's also a couple wedding planners as well. So.
Oh, okay. So I wonder if they're wedding planners that will become just strictly wedding designers, or if they're just going to add that to their list of services. I guess it could go either way. We've got a few questions, and guys, we're going to wrap it up shortly because I don't want to have I set up the show to be a little long because I knew there would be lots of questions. So I'm going to bring it to a close. I don't want to have everyone here. And Nicole and James, I'm assuming it's okay for you to stick around for just a few more moments. Will that work for you?
No,
this is great. This is something we haven't had a chance to do, and I would like the opportunity to do it more.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, good. So we'll have to definitely have to have you come back. Okay, so I know we're going to go over pricing because I know someone had asked about that, and we'll do that in just a second. Let's see. Please recommend an online course. I'm based in Lagos, Nigeria, so you can't take any of the courses mentioned. Okay. Well, I don't – based on what we've discussed so far, I know as far as what James and Nicole are offering, it's within the U.S., so I'm going to have to come back to you with that and see if there are any online courses with regard to design. The thing about design is that you actually, it's to me, and you know, maybe I'm sheltered, you almost have to have someone there, I think, with that experience to show you what you need to do. And I'm sitting here, you know, moving my hands around like you can see me, but it's almost like I think you need to have that, you know, that hands-on help there. As many of you know, I used to do the balloon decor thing, and I know I used to travel to these conventions, and it was great just to be amongst people who did this to learn, you know, I've been, like, tying the neck of the balloon the wrong way for years. And, I mean, I got to this course, and someone showed me this trick, and, you know, it can work. So I'm not thinking it can't be done, but I'll definitely research that. And if anyone knows of any online courses or videos or things like that, that someone who is unable to make these hands-on live training courses, please share them with us. James, Nicole, are you familiar with anything like that that exists?
Well, I haven't. I'm not sure. Like, obviously, you know, they say anything you want to learn, you can learn on YouTube. But
there you go.
But again, it's one thing that we see at the course too is with that hands-on training. With the hands-on training, there is a lot of points where there's just that little trick that, you know, when we're there together, we show the students a little trick, and there's an aha moment where everyone understands, you know. And it's hard, sometimes it's hard to get that from online web videos and things like that. But by all means, you know, it just takes practice as well.
Okay. All right. And only to say that she already, I'm assuming, they already know the basics. They just need to learn a little extra. Okay. So we'll definitely keep that in mind, and I'll be on the prowl for that. And maybe, you know, with this kind of feedback, maybe this is something that, you know, James and Nicole will consider. Maybe they do a setup where they actually record what they're doing. Maybe if there's enough demand and it seems like that might work, that could potentially be in the works, right?
We're actually just going into studio coming up here in the next, basically, we've started the studio and for the next 60 days we are actually doing a lot of our backdrops, which we're teaching at iWed. We will be doing a video on how they're set up. Okay, so that'll be a refresher for all of our students, so they will get that included in the course or for a very minimal fee, and for our past students, as well as I'm sure it would be available for sale online, yeah.
Okay, so well, please keep us posted about that.
Yep.
Oh, wonderful. So I hope that helps. Okay, I'm sorry. Were you saying something, James?
No problem. Sure that we'll see that available on the website on iWed. It's just something that we want to make sure we do put a lot of time and effort into to make sure that all the information is there.
Okay, yeah, make sure that it's comprehensive enough that someone who's following along by themselves can actually benefit and can get the gist of it. That's important. So, Nicole, did you want to go over the pricing again? I know we've got a lot of people that joined us since you explained that. So, or James, why don't you share that with us one more time?
Absolutely. Okay. The pricing is fairly simple. The course itself, the tuition is it's priced at $3,999. You'll notice on the website there's an instant $500 credit, so we've already come down off of the original price. It's $34.99. You can either pay for it. There's a couple different ways to pay. You can pay for it all up front, in which you would receive a 2% discount, so you save a little bit of money there. Or you can spread the payments out over 6 months or 9 months, depending on what your budget looks like. You pick the day that the funds would be released to us, after the 6 months it's all paid for and you receive your certification, and that's it. There's no finance fee, there's no interest accrued. We do know that you have to take the course when it comes to your city, so you don't necessarily have to have the course paid off in full in order to attend any of the workshops either. Like you said before, it is based on the honor system, That's the way the pricing works.
Okay. So, you can break that up, and again, you can start taking the course before you finish paying for it, and maybe that will be an incentive to sort of get out there and get some business booked so you can, pay for the course. And, we're coming to the end of the year. Tax time is coming up, so, maybe that's something to think about if you're expecting a little bit extra, perhaps that might be something to think about. And guys, I'm saying this based on my interaction with Nicole and with James. No affiliation, I'm not an affiliate or anything like that. But I just think what they have to offer is amazing. And I think if you're looking for hands-on training and you want to get through it, this is a fast track way to do that. I know there are a lot of concerns about the time, and a lot of people think that's too much information in 5 days. It may or may not work for you. Have you found any students that have not been able to absorb the training within the 5 days? Have you experienced that?
It happens. I mean, as with any kind of class that you take, I mean, you're not going to absorb everything all at one time. A lot of it has to do with the practice, which is why we like to do the hands-on, because you do get more of a feel of what you're able to do and what you need to pay more attention to, going forward. And then our instructors always give, you know, little tips, like, you know, if you're hanging up a shear a certain way, they'll say, hey, if you do it this way, you might save some time. You know, this might be a better way for you to do it. And that's why being hands-on is better, because not everybody drapes fabric the same way. You know, not everybody does it the same. Everyone has their own little way of doing it. And, you know, you can sit there and practice all day, but unless you have some outside input or some expert advice, it's kind of hard to get it to come out the way you want it to look. You know, and that's right. Really what we do is we show you these different tricks and these different techniques. And all three of the instructors have a different way of doing it themselves. You know, so there's no just one way to do things. And that's what we like to show you is, you know, all the different methods, as many as are out there. And a lot of another part about the course that you do gain a little bit from is being in there with other people in the industry. There's different, you know, there's golden people, there's the flower people, there's, you know, planners, all, you know, banquet hall owners. All these different people are coming into the course and, you know, wanting to kind of get the same thing out of it. And what ends up happening is everyone kind of trades secrets amongst themselves as well. So it's not just the instructors. It's also a way to, you know, get your foot in the industry. It gives you that extra confidence to, you know, charge what you need to charge, you know, for what you're doing. And that's a big thing.
Okay.
One thing that we did, one thing that's been important to us is to make sure that, you know, well, that's what happens is we get all the different people in one room with the instructors and the students get very excited and so do the instructors about what we're learning, and we get answering questions and talking about the industry, and we know how valuable the course is to everyone, so we've got to definitely continue to always fight to push through and move on to the next thing and keep everybody on track so we can get everything learnt in one day. And everything through one day, and we always, that's why we're continuing to add to our course outline and things like that, the stuff that the students take home with them. It's important that they have referrals, different material that they can refer to that reminds them of what they were taught in that course.
Okay, good. One a question here is, someone's suggesting that you should do a hands-on video for centerpiece arrangements. That's a good idea. So do you actually teach centerpiece arrangements within the course, the actual specific different centerpiece ideas?
Yeah, we do teach creating a table and centerpiece ideas. Again, that's one thing that we do teach is the fundamentals, and also we do teach people how to be creative with different products that are available and to design different centerpieces, you know, accordingly to what is popular, to what you can sell, to what you can make money with, the students do a lot of hands-on work with centerpieces, yes. So we do teach that. And that is actually something that we've been working on. We've been contracted out to do centerpieces for the Event Decor Direct company, as well as and we're going to be able to teach them in the IWED program. But the centerpieces is endless. There's just so many great centerpieces and centerpiece options in all kinds of budgets. So yeah,
That's
it is something that we're diving into.
Yeah, well, I'm always fascinated by non-floral centerpieces. I think that's because flowers intimidate me as far as
yeah, no, and that's so. And it's true. And people want to take home a centerpiece nowadays. Almost all centerpieces are taken home from a wedding. So you have to be creative with something that people are not only going to want to take home, but they're going to want to put up in their house. You can prove that a centerpiece is not only beautiful on a centerpiece of a wedding, but you know. The guest is going to enjoy taking that and putting it up in their hallway, their main foyer, their living room, you know.
That's right. Yeah, I plan many a wedding where there's almost a fist fight because someone has eyed that centerpiece upon arrival and have determined, you know, decided this is going home with me, to the point we've got to, you know, to put the stickers under the seat so we can decide who gets it. So, yeah. And also on the flip side, I remember we had one of the shows that this young lady said that she set her stuff up, but she wasn't there for the wedding itself and came back, and all of her stuff had gone. They wiped her out. Containers, everything was gone. And so, you know, it's important that when you're doing decor that you have an understanding and your client knows what goes, what stays. I mean, and hopefully you'll get some guidance as to whether you need to be there throughout the event or, you know, and to avoid the things that you were anticipating receiving at the end of the night, getting back at the end of the night, don't walk away with guests. I've seen it happen too many times.
Definitely important point. Centerpieces, it's always very important to note whether it's a rental or a sale on the contract and the replacement cost if it is a rental. Because I've had that happen a couple times, is that my ostrich plume arrangements have gone home with the guest. And, it's a small rental fee versus it costs a large amount to replace them.
Yes. I'm laughing, but I'm commiserating also because I know what you're talking about. Okay, Daniel wants to know when you're coming to London. Daniel is joining us in London, where it's already tomorrow, as I love to say. When are you going to be in London, guys?
Actually, we did have a student from London at our course in Chicago in November, and I've been talking to her about helping us set up something in London. I'm not sure exactly when. Hopefully within the year, I would hope it's something that things are moving along quickly, but we don't want them to move along too quickly. There's we sacrifice the value of the class. We want to make sure that we keep the integrity and the value of the class up by making sure that we send our best instructors to each course. And that brings up another point. I saw a question about students. If students become certified, if they then can become an instructor. It is definitely possible to become an instructor if you're a certified event planner. Obviously, like I said, there's 2, 3, and potentially if there's 20 students, 4 instructors in the class. We're going to be keeping at least 2 of the instructors to be very experienced industry professionals, but there would be room for assistance and different help like that as we are doing in multiple courses in different areas. So,
okay, very good question. Thank you, Sharon. I saw you asked that and I skipped right over it. Please, I'm sorry. Thank you for picking up on that, James. Is the program accredited? That question came up on the wedding business guide.
Are we accredited? Well, that's something that we're working towards becoming officially accredited. It's quite a long process. So we're not accredited by any government certification as of right now. It's something that is definitely being looked into. It's a tricky accreditation to get because this is a very new type of school.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So to be continued with that area, but that's it's always good to hear that's on your mind.
We do give what we call a diploma. Unfortunately, yes, it's not recognized by official standards at this time, but we are working towards that, and we will make sure that we get there as quick as possible.
Okay. Is there any way that we can get to talk to some of the folks who have actually been through the program? Is there any way to do that? Love to speak to someone who's done this.
Well, I'm not sure. We could potentially work something out, I'm sure. Nicole, we might... I'm not sure how we would do that. I know that we are doing... we've got some different videos from after the fact of the class where we had some of our students do an interview, and maybe we can post some of that on our website.
Oh, yeah, we'd love to see that because I think, again, people that's sort of like the testimonial we all want to hear, someone who's actually been there and done that. So it would be really – I would love to hear from students who have gone through the course
sure.
to see what their experiences
sure.
were.
Oh. We just redid the website, and that's where I heard some people we're not seeing the course descriptions that might help to describe the courses. That's something that we are working on. We just relaunched the website, and we're updating it. I know on the old website we did have a lot of the testimonials, and we'll definitely try to get those back up there.
Okay, that would be great. Okay, well. You know, we're actually going to, I think it's time for us to wrap it up. We've been on here for almost an hour and a half, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. I think we've learned so much. So, either Nicole or James, why don't you let everybody know how they can find out more, what the process is, where they need to go. So, you know, after the call, they'll know what to do.
Absolutely. You guys can go to our website, which is always available. It's www.iwedglobal.com. That's IWEDGLOBAL.com. You're more than welcome to go there at any point. Or you can contact us, you know, in our office. If the number is 1-800, hold on, let me see. It's not my direct number. 1-800-504-7615. There's also a link on the website if you want to just email us. You can email info@iwedglobal.com, and somebody will respond to your question as soon as possible. You know, anything, just call or email. I mean, that's usually the best way to do it.
Okay. People are still calling. That's great. We're so old school. Everything. I don't know, the last time I get a phone call on my cell phone, I'm like, who's calling? Why aren't they texting? From the woman who refused to text just about a year ago. But so there's the information, guys. I think the potential is there for you to go out there and really do this. I mean, nothing good comes easy. But I just, you know, it's either for you or it isn't, or maybe this is not the right time, but it may well be. You know, there are payment plans in place. If
if cost is an issue, if there's a payment, you know, any kind of payment things that we need to work out, I mean, definitely call us. Let us know what you want to do. You don't necessarily have to take all 5 days if you don't want. We encourage that you do all five, of course, but if it's a financial strain, then, you know, come in and take as many classes as you can, you know, and just see what it's about. I mean, this is definitely a different direction to go than wedding planning. And everyone that's taken the course is very happy with it. You know, like Jim said, people are setting up for wedding shows as we speak. We're helping them do that. So this is a great resource. We're a great group of people, and we want everyone to, you know, get as much from it as they possibly can.
Great, thank you, Nicole. And I will add to that. You know, I always have to have the last word. You know how I am, guys. From what I've I can't help it. From what I've experienced in my communication, these guys are coming from a place of flexibility and wanting to work with you, wanting to help you. You know, sometimes you engage with a company, it's sort of like, this is what it is, it's this, 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 or this, you know, and no other way. I'm not saying that, you know, we're going to just go bum rush them and try to bend those rules, but they're flexible. And the program is still relatively new that, you know, they're trying different things out. And I think this is a great opportunity if this is something that you're considering, that you want to incorporate event design into your business or thinking of using that as a specialty. This is something to investigate. I will do some research to see what's available online, and I think we've sort of drilled it home that, you know, many of us really want something online or video that we can watch from home, because it seems like everything's webinar, teleseminar, and traveling just seems to be, you know, so
old school now. Yeah, and not everybody has their own fabrics and materials, so you don't know what you're actually getting until you get it, you know, and that's the best part about the course is you have all these materials to work with, and you can figure out which materials you like best, and then you can, you know, grow your inventory based on that instead of buying everything and then being stuck with boxes and boxes of stuff that you never use, you know, and
that's a very good point. That's a very good point. I didn't think of that. Yeah, because you would need to, taking pictures for your portfolio. Yeah, you'd want some quality fabrics and not the 99-cent polyester stuff from Hancock's or Joann. You know, that's a very good. It's a very good point. So
we try to help the students understand why we use the fabrics that we use for ease of care. For, you know, why we choose to buy this fabric that may cost a little more than this fabric because of how it lasts and how we can take care of it. So that's all part of the course.
Okay, excellent. All right, so I vote, guys, that, you know, we get James and I'm hearing Nicole calling him Jim, so I'm calling him Jim too now. Jim and Nicole. to come, always jumping on the bandwagon, to come back again with an update. Those of you that follow, you know, move forward and try this out, I want to hear back and see how this is working for you. And with regards to the show, this is the last one for the year. I'll be putting out a schedule for the upcoming, for 2012, and seeing if we can get some more topics more frequently. I'm not making any promises on the air because it's being recorded, but I will definitely try to for us to keep the lines of communication open, because this is how we can grow in this wedding planning industry, right? We've got to share and figure out what works and what doesn't. So, Nicole and Jim, thank you so much for being here. Everyone on the in the chat, thank you for being here. Those of you that are on the phone, there are several of you. Thank you so much for joining us. I wish you got there. Make lots of money. Happy New Year, and I will see you in 2012. The chat's going to remain open for a little while, so maybe if Jim and Nicole are able, they can sort of respond to you that way. Take care, guys. Go out there. Make lots of money, love, and success. Good night. All right, thank you. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Nicole.